Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
On Sky Racing 1, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Mate, you were out here yesterday. We spotted you around lunchtime. You went out to walk the track, and we've got 27 degrees on the way today. So this track, you would feel, will be perfect.
Yeah, look, I think they've presented a brilliant track for this race today, Andrew. It's got a great cover of grass, and that inside 3 metres hasn't been raced on since the George Main, and there's sort of minimal wear outside of that. So it looks a pretty good track to me.
Have you got any of those ribs showing yet?
Not on me, Ronnie, sadly.
No, on her.
On her, yes. Look, she's tightened up really nicely, Ron. She's, I think she's probably as trim as I've ever had her. And she's just inside her Newmarket winning weight. And she seems bright and well and normal, which is the nice thing.
Beautiful draw for her, really.
Look, I think so, Ron, isn't it? Like, the horses inside are a sort of midfield, get-back style of horses, and so she can come across, and then Luke's just got to sort out what Timmy and Kerem want to do. And I suppose the one we don't know a lot about is the Irish horse, but as I said to Andrew yesterday, I think I fixed that yesterday when I told him that this track was left-handed, so...
Hey, that win at Flemington last time around, wasn't it impressive the way she fought on? A lot of eyes were on Santa Ana Lane out wide, but Sunlight, once she gets deep into her prep, gee, she fights.
She really does, Andrew. I think you've got to look back to the Coolmore. If you look at the Coolmore, you look at the Newmarket, and then you look at the Gilguy. Soussaint had her. Osborne Bulls at the 100 looked the winner. And Sandra Anna Lane at the 100 looked the winner to us all. But she's just got something else in the locker. And on the line, she held them all. So that's a great quality that she has.
And all things being well today, she's obviously... You're still thinking of this Eagle.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, Ron. I mean, there's an old saying that you would have heard that if you... Flemington, you need a 1,400 metre horse. I think you're going to need a 1,400 metre horse to win this race today. The pressure that's going to be applied, and if she could cruise along in a 1,500 at Rose Hill at a tempo that suits her, she'll give a tremendous kick. So it's something that we've got to make the final decision on. There is the Red Zell there as well, 1,300. If we were too nervous about going to the 1,500, of course.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it appears you've got her ready to run through a brick wall today.
Yeah, I think we have, mate. I think we have. Yeah. I think she's so sound, so bright, so well, and she's never, ever let us down. So very excited to have her there, Rob.
That win at Flemington where we saw her lead and be tough in the concluding stages, I mean, the talk has been from Tuesday night at the draw that Nature Strip's going to come across and lead and things. I mean, if Nature Strip missed it and whatever, you certainly wouldn't be afraid to lead?
No, not at all. Not at all. No. Luke knows her so well. We'll be just riding her in a normal pattern, Andrew. Yeah. If we... We'll be coming out positive, and if we end up in front, it's got to be at our pace, that's all. And if it's not at our pace, well, then we'll let them go.
Race two, pretty brazen at Caulfield today. Easy work last start. Should be hard to beat again.
Yeah, really will be, I think, Ron. I brought her to Sydney. I've got so much time for this filly, and she ran in some really high-quality races here, Ron, but she wasn't herself on the leg. She just didn't let go like I know she can. So I took her home, and, of course, I took her back to Bendigo in a very small little race, and she really loved it, and I loved watching it too, I might add. So, look, three-year-old fillies race today. The draw's a bit sticky, but there looks good tempo. We're going to ride a patient from the gate. That 1,400 at Caulfield, pretty deadly if you're drawn out there. So we'll take our medicine and ride it very patiently and quietly you'll see her unleash a tremendous finish. She's in great order.
Good on you, Tony. The build-up has been extraordinary, and we look forward to this race. The quality of sprinter that we've got is just unbelievable. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Thanks, Tony.